And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Now, I've got several things out here to laid out for you to comment on if you'd like to. Do you enjoy working at home or being at home? Because now, before you had choices. You could work at your job, and then you come home, and it's a little different change of pace, see some people you haven't seen for most of the workday. Broke it up a little. Now it's from morning to night. Same scenery, same people, and it's only been, this is only like the second real week of it, so hasn't been a long time, but do you enjoy it? I'm enjoying it, yeah, I think I am. Now, talk to me in August, maybe not, but for now, okay. August, we have a trip to going to Alaska, and I'm going to be on that ship, I can tell you. I hope it goes. And what have you learned about your family? You've probably learned something. You've learned how much you appreciate the person who stays home while you're making a living. Notice the way I phrased that. Didn't want to say the woman would be home. Didn't want to say the man would be home. Chances are one of them would be home. Hopefully both of them wouldn't be home. But I got an appreciation for being home is another job. You got laundry to do. There's food to prepare. Shopping to be done. The lawn to be cut. All kinds of different things. And shopping observations, well, I haven't gone yet. Maybe I should go the next time Bernie goes shopping. Let's go to observe just to see it. I don't know if there's still reports of shortages of anything like toilet paper, but there never was a shortage of anything at the store. Never was and still isn't. It just depends on when you get there. Some people hoarding. It's not necessary. It's fine. Now, do you guys think, I'd like your opinions, that there'll be any advancing stay-at-home thing so there'll be a driving ban? Because a driving ban would be very severe, except those who absolutely, positively have to be there.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I would hope they don't. Let's just put it that way.
I hope they don't, too, because it would be a severe impact on our lives.
Sure.
How about you, Buzz? Do you think they will?
I think there's got to be a next step. I'm not sure that's what it will be, but there's got to be some kind of either limitations at the grocery store because, yeah, we're practicing social distancing, but you can go to the grocery store at noon or at 1 since everyone's at home, and the place is packed. It's above that 50 capacity. So I think that might be the next step instead of a driving ban.
You guys may not remember this. There was the Arab oil embargo, okay? When there was a shortage of oil, an actual shortage, what they did for a period of time was you could buy gas. You could go to the gasoline station and fill up your tank or whatever you wanted to do. On even days and odd days, depending on how your license plate ended. It was one of these two. If your license plate ended in an odd day, you could go Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Even day, Tuesday, Thursday, or Sunday. And that worked out pretty well. That would be not too much of a burden if they applied that to grocery stores. So there'd be less time out, whereas you have like 3 days a week. 3 days, 4 days, where you could actually go out and shop. It would cut down the shopping numbers of people shopping by about half. What do you think of that?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we used to do it for gasoline. Now, isn't it funny? Now we can get cheap gas, but there's no place to go. I mean, they give us cheap gas when we're in the house.
That's right.
When we're out, like in springtime, and the flowers are blooming, and the tulips are up in Holland, then gas is $5 a gallon. And have you noticed how it goes down a lot slower than it goes up as far as prices of gasoline?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
in fact, I see one station that's still at $2.50, and I can't understand that.
$2.50?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about a dollar more than the res.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I've seen. Last time I filled up, it was $2.29.
Yeah, it's nice to see more reasonable gas prices. Right after I got my motor home, diesel, which is usually cheaper than gasoline, because it requires less refining, costs less to produce diesel. Diesel was nearly just a hair short of $5 a gallon. and my tank on my motorhome was 150 gallons. So that's $750 to fill it up.
Wow.
I remember the first time Bernie was going to bring the money into the gas station so that I could do my motorhome. And I had gas in it. No, not gas. I had diesel in it already. And I gave her $500 to fill it up. And she drove a small car. What, Bernie, come here. What were you used to, if you were pulling in with your car, how much were you used to giving to the clerk?
Back then, probably about $20 to $25 at most.
$20 to $25 bucks. I gave her $500. I said, I think this will fill it up. She said, I hope so. That was the first revelation that diesel motorhomes are a lot of fun, and they're great, you know, they're great longevity, but they're not cheap to run. I can tell you that. Okay, Mr. Joseph Beamer, when we come back, I'm going to talk to Joe about some of the texts we got. Because, somebody didn't like our nipple joke? Hey, get with it. You know, have a little fun. Nipples and nipples. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I thought I mentioned a couple of times today. If you are planning to go to Russia with us on Viking in June, Viking, the owner of Viking, sent out a text yesterday to all the people booked on the ship, and it was sold out. So I was saying that they were, unfortunately, but for the convenience and safety of the passengers and certainly the safety of the crew, they have canceled all sailings right through the last day in June. And so because of that, think about it. That's all of April and May and June canceled. Because of that, though, they are offering a full variety of remedies. You can get your money back if you like that. If you book on any other, if you take the money you had invested in the Russian trip and you book on any other Viking cruise, and they do them all over the world, then you'll get a plus 25%, which means 25% of the value of your fare you can use for upgraded excursions, upgraded rooms, the drink package, anything that would be like that. You can use that money for. Yeah, we are also working. Barbara is working tirelessly, and I think she's just about put it together to have the exact same cruise that we were going on that was canceled done 1 year from now, 1 year from June probably. So if you want to do that, you can do that too. So Viking is a very responsible cruise line. They want to make sure everybody is comfortable, responsible, and safe. So that's it. No Russia trip. Our next trip that's scheduled is in August, and that is to Alaska, and then in January of next year down to Australia and New Zealand. So a lot of things, good things coming up, but the Russia trip will not be held this year. Now, Mr. Joseph Beamer, you're talking to all the people who just adore the show. They love the show. They never say, will you stop talking like that? You know what's amazing is we get emails even this morning. You have to talk about the virus. Well, yeah. Yeah, we do. I hate to tell you this, but we're a news talk radio station. We try and filter in a little comedy here and there, but basically there's no story that's going to knock the virus off the front page. The election, Joe Biden's in his rec room. He's in his rec room while he's running for president. That ought to give you an idea. Nobody can compete with this, and we just have to do our best to keep you informed, and if we can use a little humor, that's fine. Are you getting the why are we doing the virus thing, Buzzy?
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, not as much today as we were, you know, at points last week. But I am getting complaints for certain material that we did.
And questionable material on this show. I can't believe it.
You know, but here's the thing. Like you said, we've got to talk about this virus, of course, and how your life has been affected. And we will continue to do that. But it's okay to have a laugh here or there. I think some people are just so one way or the other.
They're so uptight, aren't they?
They are. They are.
They just are. But we're not. And what do you have that's suitable for our audience?
On the Facebook page?
No. written in chalk on your underwear. Of course on the Facebook page.
All right, so a bunch of questions have been asked.
That would be cool to have underwear with a chalk outline of your body like they have at crime scenes. I think that would be so cool, but go ahead.
First, I have a breaking story, if you don't mind, to pass along.
Okay, break a story for us.
14 members of the Buffalo Fire Department have tested positive for COVID-19, so something to keep our eyes on.
And I think it's about 10 members of the police department, and yesterday they announced 900-something police officers in New York City are out. They've been tested positive. 900. And then to show you how big that department is, that's only 10% of the department. 10% of the department is 900. Okay, so that's a huge department. Let's hope that they get better, because they get better in a hurry, so that the department is not totally depleted. It's tough enough to be a cop. It's tough enough to be a fireman without having that hanging over your head. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so to our first question, how do you enjoy working or being at home? Jane says, we're surviving it. I wish they hadn't closed restaurants and bars. We miss our friends. I walk from window to window looking out. We live backed up on a golf course. I guess it could be worse.
Oh, yeah, sounds beautiful. That's another thing that we should add. What do you miss most? I think the overall answer would be freedom of movement. But even if you had freedom of movement, which we can move around, there are certain things we can't do. I think going out to eat, I really enjoy when we go out to eat. We eat, what, about three times a week? She says two, I say three. So 2.5 times a week we go out to eat. Is Penny going to say, do you take this man? And she said, not necessarily. But go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, so Mary also says, working from home is better than not working at all, but it's not optimum. It's difficult to separate work time from personal time when you're home. Not mixing work and pleasure has always been a goal of mine, but that's not very easy when you're working from home. However, I am grateful at least I'm still employed.
Have you ever noticed that when you were a kid, you always thought, oh, wow, look, a snow day. I don't have to go to school. I'm so excited because I've talked many times about how much fun it would be to have a snow day. And then when the snow day actually gets here, it's disappeared before you know it, and you didn't enjoy it as much as you thought. You kind of miss school a little bit. And I think that's the same way. I'm going to ask you what you miss the most, added to the list of questions. Because I think a lot of people think, if only I could work from home, how easy it would be. It's not easy. Like, we have a person that works on our office staff and has been doing this for a couple of years who works from home. It's all computerized, and she works from home because her home now, she worked at BEN for years. Now she's in where, South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay, one of the Carolinas. North Carolina. So she can do the job from North Carolina, but I think it's more attractive than it turns out to be. I think you have to separate it. Like, our equipment, our broadcast equipment, is in a small room where it's like a library with the door closed, so that when we come in here, we're working. When we leave here, we're not. I think it's important, if you have room, to separate your work. In other words, if you don't have to work from your kitchen table, where you have memories of great food and maybe the family over for Thanksgiving and stuff like that, if you can keep your work separate, I think it's better. So, all right, Buzzy, do you have another?
I do. Robbie says, I love being home with my family around. So grateful for that. There is a silver lining in the world slowing down. Focusing on what's more important, faith, family, fitness, and health. Yes, income is down, but we are blessed to have more than we need. God has and will continue to provide.
If I had to guess who that's from, and I don't know, I swear to you, I don't know.
I bet you'll guess right.
I'd guess it's Robbie Raw.
Yes, you are correct.
Hey, Dad, I got that right. How about that? She's very spiritual. She's a lovely woman. She loves to cook. I'm just thinking it'd be great to have her... be housebound with her, except if you like to snack. I have a feeling that Robbie wouldn't be my number one choice for snacking. But other than that, she's a very interesting person. She's done a lot with her life. As I said, she's very spiritual and good to be around.
Well, I'm sure it would be good to have Robbie around when the gym's closed, like it is now, to keep you on that goal. I've noticed, being stuck at home, Sandy, I snack more than I ever had before.
Same with Bernie. Yeah, she said the same thing. And I'm thinking that if you look around your house, you can probably replicate almost, certainly not all of them, any exercise you do at the gym, you could probably do at home.
You know,
if you have stairs, you can use climbing. You can also do stretching. There's a lot of things you can run in place. There's a lot of things you can do that you think you can only do them at the gym, but you can do them at home too.
You know, I was talking to Brian about that this morning. There's something with motivation, though. Like, I can go to the gym, and the entire drive there, I'm not going to do this. I don't feel like doing this. But as soon as I walk in, I've got the motivation. I'm ready to go. I'm missing that extra push that walking through the gym doors gives me.
Well, the next time I go to PT, I'm bringing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I'll feel like a continuation of still being home. I have an answer and a solution for just about anything. All righty. I think it is time, just about time. I have the magical digital clock here. We'll take a break. We'd like to hear from you. Do you enjoy working and being at home? What have you learned about your family since this has happened? Shopping observations. What have you seen? What do you miss? What do you miss most? Maybe you're going to say you miss your job, because it's quite possible that you do miss your job. You like to complain about it when you have to go to it. But you probably miss it now. Give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930, back after this. And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and here are some questions we have. This is only the second full week, and today is only Tuesday, that we've been doing this. So we've been doing it around 9 days, and it seems like some people have cabin fever already. It goes to show that you would not be good on those Alaskan survival shows, where they have either the last Alaskans, there's like several shows in which people are living off the grid. But the bottom line is they're kind of confined as to what they can do. But they go out all the time. You know why? Because they have to. Because they're out to get the moose for the freezer for the winter. And without the moose, they're going to have to survive on berries. See, that's what we need. Keep people busy, Tony. I think we should all go hunting moose. What do you think?
Okay, I'll get right on that one.
I love that show, and I've always told Bernie, I would love to go up there and live like that, as long as I had a few essentials. A big screen TV would be nice. A Hummer with chains, I would need that.
They don't have spaghetti parm out there, Sandy.
No spaghetti parm?
No.
I like a mousse parfait, while I'm watching TV.
No Londa's apple pie.
No, it's a long trip to Londa's from Alaska.
Yes, it is.
But it'd be worth it. But you ever watch those shows? Do you ever envy the outdoor life like that?
No, I've seen them. I've never envied it. I have no interest in that. I'll stick to the car stuff.
Buzzy, have you ever seen any of those shows?
I've flipped past them. But I can't
stop and check one out, because they're really interesting. These people are real pioneer, not pioneer types. They are pioneers, because Alaska is the least densely populated of all the states. It's a huge landmass, very few people, and the police are almost all involved with one thing: drunkenness. Because each village has their own officer, but they're not allowed to carry a gun. but they're just there in case you get a little out of hand. They throw you in the clink and let you out in the morning. But the bottom line is alcoholism is the biggest problem, because one would assume there's not much to do. And when there's not much to do, maybe you have a few too many drinks, and that's why. But the people that do live there, I admire their skill set. They know how to do things. They know how to fix things. They know how to make things. I don't think they call Dominic Cortez to come and set up a new kitchen for them anytime soon. But they are tough people, I'll tell you that. Interesting people, too. All right, let's see. Mr. Beamer, Joseph Beamer, one of the Facebook. The Facebook, by the way, is 30930, pardon me. Excuse me. And now 30930, give us something on Facebook, please.
All right, we will go this time with Kathy, who says, I'm a homebody, I enjoy being home, but I do miss being at work. I will never complain about working again.
Yeah, and I think that's true with a lot of people. In a snowstorm, if we're having a blizzard, there's a certain excitement. And a lot of people will deny this, but I think there's a certain eagerness to have one. You know what I mean? When they tell us, oh, we're going to have a blizzard, so we go and get extra food. We know there's no school. A lot of work is called off. And we know that it's only going to be a day, maybe 2 days. The worst I've seen it up here is like 5 days. And that's that. And then you'll be going back to work. This we don't know. Keep in mind, Viking river people and ocean people have canceled all operations until... what was it? June 30th. June 30th. Now, keep in mind, tomorrow is April 1st. So that's all of April, all of May, and all of June. And these are prime times for Viking. So when they cancel, they have to think way ahead. But I think it also gives us a tip of where they think this is going to end. Because as of now, it's the end of June. That means that the earliest they could be sailing is July 1st, and that's like a third of their season down the drain. But maybe they have information that tells them that they think this will be it, and nobody really knows. I don't think anybody knows. So it's tough, but we can get through it. We have food, we have electricity, we have a spring that we haven't had any snow in a long time. Knock on wood. So far. We can do this. All right, what else do you have, Buzz?
All right, let's go with Amanda. Amanda says, I enjoy seeing my kids and my fiance due to online classes. I'm still working outside the house. I am in healthcare.
She has a fiance.
That's right.
How about that? I have a fiance too. How about that? Yes, if you're with your fiancé, it doesn't get better than that. You're with your wife, you could have been with your wife for 50 years. But the fiancé, it's new, it's exciting. It's tomorrow. Wow. And just remember, in Seinfeld, just don't use the word fiancé. People think you're too snobby. You know what I mean?
Where's my fiancé?
I haven't seen my fiancé. And then Elaine will come in and say, the dingo ate your baby. Maybe if we go to Australia, we'll see a dingo. That would be good.
That'd be fun.
We'll be on the dingo cruise. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Well, one of our favorite callers is on the line. Let's go to line one, and that would be Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, sir. I'm glad to be included as one of your favorites.
Well, you are one of my favorites. Are you hunkered down like everybody else in Western New York?
What can you do? You're 78 years old. What do you do? My wonderful husband is here. That's the only consolation I have. But I've been going out. You know, like I make my little trips to like Tops and stuff. And I noticed like in Tops, yesterday, they said, like the plastic bags, she asked, she goes, paper or plastic? I says, what? And she says, yeah. She says, you can have a choice. And I said, so I brought my own. And she says, okay. She says, do you want to bag your own? Because I says, is there a charge? Because usually they tell you, oh, you want paper or you want plastic instead of, this. But
So you had a choice. So what did you choose?
Well, I said paper at first, but then I says, wait a minute. I says, no, and... I had my own, and I bagged my own stuff.
Okay, good. You don't mind doing that then?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Did you see anything else besides paper or plastic? Did they not have something that you were looking for?
No.
Well, good.
I've been trying to find the bath tissue, the toilet tissue, but we still have enough to...
So it sounded like it was a pretty normal visit to the supermarket.
It's sparse, but not bad. And the people are, keeping their distance. Like, by the register, they have the little mark where you stay back, and I stayed back when the man was being checked out ahead of me. I didn't go near the thing. I was there with my cart until he was all completely cashed out. All his stuff was off the belt. And then when he paid, then I started to put my stuff on the belt.
Somebody suggested something yesterday. I think I saw it on TV. They're the most ridiculous, idiotic thing I've ever heard. They want to use GPS like you have in your car. And each person is fitted with a GPS device. And if you get closer than 6 feet from somebody, the alarm goes off. I mean, that's insanity. That is absolute. I'll know we've reached insanity when we start doing that.
Well, you know what? One quick, I want to tell you something, Sandy. I've been listening to your station and your program. I would like to, I think it was last week you were talking about, Googling and stuff online. And
sure.
You know what I think? I don't have any. I'm really the thing I miss is I go to the library. I don't have access to the internet, so I make do with what I have. I call,
okay,
and do stuff. And I have a electric typewriter. My word processor died. I wish if anybody knew how to repair a Brother word processor. I used to love that thing. It printed up and everything's in.
Trying to get anything repaired now is almost impossible. Right. When you call to try and get somebody to come out to fix something, they almost laugh at you. Just throw it away and buy a new one, they say.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get on that subject. But the thing is, I wanted to get to people, why don't they Google, you remember the Twilight Zone?
Sure.
This would be, if people are stuck at home with their kids and stuff, I think a wonderful program for those to Google is The Twilight Zone.
Rod Serling and The Twilight Zone. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's really an interesting show because it was way ahead of its time.
Because what I was thinking of today was when you gave your topic, there was one with Shelley Berman, that old comedian.
And yep.
He was real, snarky, real angry and everything. He comes into the office and the people are, the office pool in the old days, all the desks together. And he'd come in and he goes, ooh, because he couldn't stand it. He'd be thinking, oh, these people, I can't stand them and all this stuff. So anyway, long story short, what happened was he goes, oh, I wish they were all gone. And then what happened was they were all gone, magically gone. And he went back to the office. Nobody was there. He was by himself. And that was, comes around like, he says, oh, my God, everybody was just gone, and it was just him. He goes, now you're happy? You're happy?
Yeah, and with the cubicles, the way offices are set up now, with the exception of a separate office, the cubicles are just like little squares, almost like the thing you put in an ice cube tray, where people are just like a half an inch away from you, but there's a little wall surrounding you. I wonder if this virus can get through that or if you're pretty safe when you're in there.
Padded walls. But the thing is, as long as we're on the Twilight Zone here, the ones that they should Google are, there's one about it's called the Whipple Factory, and it was this boss had he's showing how he had one machine's going to take care of. They showed the parking lot, thousands of cars and everything, and he says, look at that. He goes, boom, one machine takes care of that. And it was just, it's a very good one. If you look at the Whipple Factory, and there was another one, just the other night was, ironically, what was his name? Anyway, but it was a pilot, Air Force pilot, and he was in this, all of a sudden he's walking around, he's looking in all these stores and everything, nobody's there, everybody's gone. He goes, where is everybody? And he's banging around, he's all frustrated and everybody goes, who am I? And all this stuff, and it turns out he was in a capsule. They were training him for moon flight. He was going to be confined for 4 days in space.
So he's in a simulator type of thing? Yep.
He had all these probes on him, and it was a simulator, he almost cracked up. And they were finding out how long it took before he broke.
Let me ask you a question, and if it's personal, you can just tell me that. Are you still? I know you usually go to daily mass. You're not obliged to. It's your choice. Do you still do that, or has that been put on hold until we get more looser abilities?
I'm glad you asked that because I didn't want to bring it up. But yesterday I went to I stopped at the rectory, and the church is open, but there are no services. So I went in and I did my. I took my, I call it my vitamin D3, my daily dose of divinity. Big, you know, the big guy in the sky, the big doctor in the sky prescribed it. The vitamin.
Were there many people in church when you were there?
No, it was nobody. I was, you know, I just walked into the church and I, you know, prayed in front of the, you know, that
okay.
Do in front of the tabernacle.
So you're good for you. Good for you. That didn't stop you from doing that. Well, always good to talk to you, Mary, and I'll be happy when the library opens. I know a lot of people who use the library for a lot of things. I remember we did a show a few years ago, now that we have the internet, do we need the library? And overwhelmingly, people favored the library to stay open. It's a very good place. It's a comforting place. Thank you, Mary. Okay. We appreciate a call from Mary from Lancaster. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Yeah, that show was excellent, and it was so futuristic that it was very popular for a long time. Rod Serling in The Twilight Zone. Either of you guys ever watch The Twilight Zone?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't he buried not too far from Western New York?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he is. He had something to do with the Southern Tier. Maybe down at one of the colleges down there, maybe St. Bonaventure or something like that.
I think it was Ron Dobson, who was really big into The Twilight Zone, and I think he was the one that told me that. I thought it was fascinating.
There was one episode where a guy on an airplane looked out and saw a person. He was flying saw a person on the wing of the airplane, which, of course, would be impossible to do. They're going 400, 500 miles an hour. I don't know exactly. I just took a guess at how fast they're going. But, yeah, it was very imaginative, and it took some really creativity to put on a show like that.
Didn't he also have another show where he was, like, the narrator?
Rod Serling, I'm not really sure. I remember him for that. Of course, once you've done a show like that, everything else is going to pale in comparison because it was so groundbreaking and so popular. All right. Do you enjoy working and being at home, working at home, being at home? Do you enjoy it or not? What have you learned about your family since you've been cooped up, for lack of a better term? Your shopping observations, so far nothing really unusual. They've marked places on the floor that apparently are 6 feet apart. And do you miss anything? What do you miss? You have to miss something. A lot of people may say that they never thought they'd get to this, but they miss their work. So I'd like to know from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. We will be back with more after this.